Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Booker T and the MGs bring us back a shotgun. Heard Jim on the stage a little while back. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend John Fox. And John is a tax attorney, retired now, the author of If America's Really Understood the Income Tax, also 10 Tax Questions the Candidates Don't Want You to Ask, johnofox.com. John, thanks again for being here. Thanks for 17 great years. Talk to us about... Compare, I like a professor like you used to be. Compare and contrast the Democrat and the preponderance of the Republicans' approach to tax reform.
You know, it's there are a lot of, you know, with 17 Republican candidates, it's a little dangerous to generalize. But let me try to generalize. I think one of the central questions that Democrats and Republicans disagree about is the treatment of capital gains, dividends, interest, mm-hmm. passive income.
Mm-hmm.
I think you see in the proposals of most of the Republicans either going to a national sales tax or a flat tax, but the flat tax that they define, I think all of them, I can't be absolutely sure, doesn't tax any passive income. So their flat tax, which is like the Steve Forbes flat tax, would only tax earned income, wages, the working people. And Democrats...
Well, I've never heard anybody... I mean, I've never heard, I don't think everybody thinks when you take a flat tax that everything is off the table.
When you think about it, if you really had a flat rate on all income, that would be much more appealing to Democrats and Republicans. But if you look at, I've looked at a ton of them, and nearly all of the, quote, flat tax, I can't say all of them, but most of the vast majority of the flat tax proposals exempt, and your listeners should look at these, exempt capital gains, dividends, interest, passive income, which means that only wages are paying the tax. And with the Democrats, you know, as you see with Hillary, she's doing a political thing. They all do these political things. So she says, let's raise the tax on what are now long-term capital gains mm-hmm. for the top 0.5% of taxpayers.
Right.
It's not a huge deal, and it's not going to accomplish much at all. But
it's a political,
it appeals to the party base. But I think the one of the great divisions here is not about total tax reform, because they all say they want a fairer, simpler tax. But when you get to the details of it, I think a major difference between the parties is the Democrats would tend to tax capital gains at a less favorable rate, or go with the Reagan formula in 1986, as you know. The Democrats and Republicans got together under Reagan's leadership and reduced the tax on all earned income from 50% to 28%, but capital gains were taxed at 28%.
Yeah.
And that was a great compromise.
But, John, can't we agree, though, that the political class, which is to say both parties, the professionals in Washington, are never, ever going to have any significant tax reform? It's going to take an outsider. It's going to take a renegade. It's going to take somebody who's not beholden, somebody who will stick their finger in the eye. Americans, Main Street Americans, grassroots Americans, are going to have to put somebody in office that is not beholden, is not part of the GOP or the Democrat elites, and is willing to have real tax reform. Until that happens, and see, I don't see that being Bush. I don't see it being any of the classic Republican candidates right now.
I agree with you. I think what was remarkable in 1986.
Trump might do it. I'm just saying, if that happened, Trump might do it. I think Cruz might do it. I don't know, but otherwise, not many.
I don't think they either one of them. But I agree with you in principle. What happened in 1986 was that Ronald Reagan, having favored a big tax loophole in 1981, came to realize that a simpler tax with lower
rates... But that was a different world in those days, John, wasn't it?
Well, it was.
You had Democrats and Republicans in the middle. You don't have either one of those...
Work together.
Nobody's in the middle anymore, John.
No, it's really a shame. So
that's the reason it's going to take a shake.
Right. We need somebody, a leader, to come along and say, and has the charisma.
And have the grassroots backing.
Have the grassroots backing and the charisma to say, enough of this. You know, let's eliminate.
Get rid of the drug. The tax code, as it currently sits, is the drug of the political class.
I think it should be spelled COLD, not code.
Tax code, I agree.
Cold.
Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job. And thanks for 17 great years.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jim.
John Fox, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, even when I disagree with him. He'll be back another day, God willing. I'm Jim Blasingame, small business advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.